6:30, and Leigh Meyer at 9:15. Rabbi. Slichus at 9:30. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. Yesh nagim lit balab Rosh Hashanah over Yom Kippurim called tefillot shmona esrei bechriya ubechfifat tarosh. There are those who have a custom during this period to be extra prostrate, to be bowed and cowed more than usual, and spend the entire davening in a posture of stooping. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch then notes a couple of technical reasons why this is difficult to maintain, because there are specific brachot when one is meant to bow, and to make that demonstrative, you then have to stand up before you're meant to bow and bow again. So it's a kind of up and down. And actually, more than the technical issue, is almost a warning here about a sort of reverse ritual sublimation, the kind of thing that Yeshayahu warned against, where ritual comes to replace genuine feeling. I remember in Gush one year of Amital, it was a moment of crisis, as always Israeli life can be. And he noted that there is a temptation to channel our desire for piety into externals. He's particularly referenced long curly peyote. Not that there's anything against that. Externalities can sometimes trigger real genuine change, but it can also be a way to distract us from making internal changes, where ethics gets replaced by aesthetics and sincere prostration gets replaced or turned into something performative. And actually, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, "V'tov yoter, it is better leitpalel be'evirim zekufim, to stand not prostrate in a regular posture, uvelev kafuf udma'ot, but to have tears and have a prostrate heart. It is better if one can manage it, not to try to channel aesthetics into a mode of piety, but try to really shape the internal life into one of virtue." Yehochanan ben Akasha Amar Zekarish Baruch Lazakot Et Yisrael Lachen Herbalem Torah.